Republic.net for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
We're back on RBN, and we got a special announcement here from another person in the Illinois area. It's got a business opportunity. You want to go ahead?
Hello, everyone. My name is Melissa, and I'm with a company called Transnational. We're affiliated with HSBC Bank, a direct member bank for MasterCard and Visa, and we help business owners to step off forms of payment and guarantee our personal checks at wholesale prices so you guys can save as much money as possible. And if you would like to find out more about our program, just call 630-563-5405. And when you call, just mention that you heard about us from Deanne Burley, of course, and you will start up under our promotion. And it's a great promotion, and I hope I hear from you guys. It's 630-563-5405. Thanks.
Now, we're going back to the broadcast, and that was Melissa. And again, I'm giving people, they have businesses, plugs here. We're going to help people out here around, because the bottom line is what we're trying to do is get business moving. Working in the United States outside through these indie broadcasts. And we got another issue we're going to bring up here. After we're going to give some more numbers out, I'm going to go back to my caller, Ron. Ron, are you still there out of Texas?
Yes, Dan.
Yeah. Now, the situation, I just want your opinion from being in Texas and seeing all these things, and do you think that if we can get people like in your area somehow to start hitting the phones and calling, do you feel that there would be impact on getting some change done?
Well, I think that would be an excellent idea, except I think the area I live in is a 20-year-old time zone, kind of like the Twilight Zone.
Oh, well, this must be his sister to Illinois. Oh, boy.
This is the most incredible region. It's always been 20 years behind the times of things going on. It's just around 100,000 with a small Air Force base that's primarily intelligence and language. But nevertheless, one of the things that bothers me about here, we've got good action possibly on the possibly in the wings of getting things done. And when is this congressional extended Christmas seasonal vacation fixing to start, too, before they have to wait till next year to get anything done? This gives the criminals all the time, as they have typically done here in the last 7 years, use the off time to commit more of their crimes.
Well, the thing is that we have a huge criminal base here, and again, I'm hoping and I'm praying that the listeners out there, we got to make a difference. We got to make a difference. We got a window open here, a huge window. We have, and the thing is scary, people that we put as high in high esteem within the political base, you know, as Alfred was saying, Congressman Conyers kind of waffled. What does that mean? You know, why is he waffling? Does he not understand the basis of what's going on?
If these people are that affected with reality, they certainly need to be out of their office.
Indeed, because, you know, I hate to say this, because Congressman Conyers came to my home a long time ago when Harold Washington was running for mayor in the city of Chicago. I was orchestrating to get that North Side liberal vote out there to try to get Mayor Harold Washington in. And we had a huge movement, a wave of people to put him in. And Congress came to my apartment complex, the 600 North McClure Court and spoke to the people there. I had asked then before Mayor here in Washington to come, and it's in Congress, who knew my father, Dan Burley, who helped him get elected. Now, where is he with this? The African-American movement, the civil rights movement, and we have a civil rights breach that is beyond control right now. And where are these folks? We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee 37371.
When I was young, hi, we're back. We're back, and we're talking about the issue that is here in the White House right now. And as I said before break, it's really sad to me to see civil rights activists and people who were leaders back there in the 60s who were marching with Dr. King and all these other folks come out. And we have this horrible nightmare that's going on. It's affecting everyone, black, white, everyone across the nation, the world. And we have no civil rights leadership because, again, if the leadership was real today, as it was back in the movement, they would actually be out here pushing the same thing that, you know, Alfred is, I am, Loren Murray, everybody else that's been in the Patriot Movement, and they would be out there getting as many people as they can to list them, to sign up, and call in to make sure that there is somebody doing the right thing in Congress and then look at enforcing this impeachment legislation. But it's not happening. Now, John, what did you think about that, you know, issue about the civil rights activists from before?
Well, you know, just in your own voices, you mentioned that, you know, Alfred, you know, said, you know, John Connors is kind of a quirky saying that, you know, he dropped the ball or whatever. Just in listening to you earlier tonight, you're tired. You're having trouble. It's like just to pick yourself up because you're tired, you're out of money, you're not eating right. Those kind of things are going on with a lot of people in this world. We've watched the government corrupt and corrupt and corrupt. And Washington is a laughing matter, but it's not a laughing matter because we're letting it control us. It's what's there that is our tool for this country to be great, for this country to be fair and just, and we've let it go awry. And everybody knows it, and everybody's just disgusted and we don't really know what to do, because as Cynthia McKinney was just put down, as other people have been murdered, and nobody does anything, and it's like nobody has the power or whatever. It's just I don't know the term I want to say, but it's just everybody's down, and we need to turn it around and spark life. We need to think about how do we turn this around to where we can make our trees and our waters clean again, and where
Only way that we can make the trees and everything grow again or do anything right now. You know that those people are poisoning our atmosphere. The same people are causing one growth pattern of seeds, so we don't have proper food that is being produced for people to actually get nutrition. The same people are blocking pharmaceutical drugs, good ones, and putting bad out there because they make a lot of money, and then also helps them with euthanasia or genocide with the American population. So again, you can talk about things that are related to the things that we need, but the things we can't get are the things that clean up the issues that are causing this. And again, like I said before, I'm sitting here, I look at, the great amount of influx of people that in the 60s that sat up there and made a cause real. Same people right now are not interested. Same people are sitting there in the White House, in these different offices, the Congress and Senate, and they don't care about really what the people are telling them they want. Until the situation today, this week, when there was a wave of calls came in, and like Albert was saying, because of the waves of call, then they got concerned, and then they kind of like said, okay, we can't kill it this time. Let me figure out something else. Alfred, is that how you feel that they're doing it, or what is your opinion?
There are many different factors. In a way, we know that the apparent apathy in the population may actually be manipulated through the use of advanced electromagnetic weapons, mood control weapons, this is highly documented. I know that Dr. Nick Begich has a new book out on it, where the use of HAARP, the use of the Gwen towers, cell phone towers can be used to put an electromagnetic field over a population that makes them very apathetic, and that's partially why the population now in 2007 is apathetic, whereas back in the 60s they really mobilized themselves. Well, we have a gentleman from Texas, Ron. I'm just looking at the members of the Judiciary Committee here. There are many of them from Texas, both Republican and Democrat. In the Democratic side, there's Sheila Jackson Lee from Texas. If we go to the Republicans, there's quite a few. There's Lamar Smith from Texas, and there's Louis Gohmert from Texas. Now, I'm not quite sure what the districts are, but if people have a member of the Judiciary Committee, if they live in the district of a member of the Judiciary Committee, and you can find that out by going on a computer. You can go to house.gov, or you can call this toll-free number, and 800-828-0498. and find out who the members of, you know, asked to be connected to the Judiciary Committee, ask for the names of the members, and they'll tell you, and you'll find out whether you live in a district where your member of Congress is a member of the Judiciary Committee, and then start calling them. So that there's a great deal that we can begin to do as citizens. And, you know, all of us, the important thing now is to really do as you're doing today and tonight, Deanne, and that is to keep this issue in the public mind. We have scored a victory here. We actually have scored a victory against a permanent war economy that we know historically is in a state of breaking down. This old world order, it's not a new world order, it's an old world order, is breaking down. It's actually deconstructing. And that's what the collapse of all these monetary systems are. There's a way to look at it that there is a new life-oriented society that is actually being born at this time. And what we're doing is we're just reminding people of that fact. And it's very important now to remind people that we scored a huge victory. Just in the past week, it was a popular victory. We moved into the Judiciary Committee, and now, don't forget that it was the Republicans that voted to keep the impeachment bill alive because they think it's going to embarrass the Democrats. Well, whatever the logic of the machine is, forget about the logic of the machine. Our goal is to get impeachment hearings. So just lobby the Republicans, lobby the Democrats to run in Texas. It was conservative Republicans who voted for the impeachment bill.
Because
they wanted, in their logic, to embarrass the Democrats. So it doesn't matter what party they belong to. Our energy is the energy of the people coming in. They're just trying to cope with it.
Now, the thing is, another issue, too, I want to bring up on here before I bring my next caller in, who is Bill. I made a call last week when you sent me the email. I read all my emails, by the way, folks. I get emails from all over. I read every last one of them. And I respond, you know, one way or another, try to get the information out. It's very important because I feel responsible for you listening and trying to do the right thing to help, the cause out. So I read and I push out. Now, after I got this correspondent from Alfred, I couldn't just sit there anymore. I just got on the phone and called the Judicial Committee myself. I got on the phone and I stated this, and I will state it again, and I will contact them again next week. Because the thing is, you keep in their face. When you keep in their face, they have to respond. And then you make the mainstream media responsible to let them know how many people are involved. What I said to them is this. I'm a taxpayer. You are a public servant. I am your salary. I am the person, as all the other people that have picked up the phone and called your office. We are all paying your salary. You are working as an employee for us. And as a state representative or a congressman or as a person sitting in the Judicial Committee itself, you are the representing body of the people in each one of the states of the United States of America. And because you represent everybody in all these states, you have a fiduciary responsibility to listen to the people that are contacting you when they have great concerns, when it is related to treason acts. When in a situation, I get 250, 300, 400 calls in regards to criminal activities in the judicial system dealing with probate court and seniors, where their homes are being illegally conveyed and stolen. When I get calls about the mortgages going out and calls about every type of fraud, they all end up in the judicial process and you're responsible. We're asking you to investigate for impeachment and you're telling us, well, no, why? That's my money that's going to you. We'll be back after this break. We need to respond the same way.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
That's great, it starts with an earth.
Hi, we're back. Snakes and airplanes. And we're here with Alfred Weber, John Alastasis, and I'm going to go back to Ron. Ron, you had another question here.
I'm still here, Dan.
Yes, hi.
I just had one more, kind of almost an obvious exposure to another reason for impeachment would be this, as they've even called it now, an open border situation instead of us just having borders as we used to have. So that seems to me as an immediate failure to execute the duties of his office.
Yes, Alfred, do you want to respond on that about this open borders practice?
Yeah. In terms of high crimes and misdemeanors, that might be a more difficult. I think I understand where Ron is coming from in terms of there being possibly a deliberate effort to have an invasion of illegals from Mexico to the U.S., and that being a cause for high crimes and misdemeanors, that might be a more difficult one to prove on an Article II impeachment. I'm just speaking from a legal, not from a conspiracy research angle. In my mind, having lived for a number of years down the Rio Grande Valley of Texas, down in Brownsville, Texas, I lived just 5 minutes from the border there, and was very well versed in the whole community there. The primary responsibility for this has come about as a result of NAFTA. NAFTA, of course, is part of the New World Order. It's a first incremental stage. Bill Clinton got the nod from David Rockefeller and the Bilderbergers to be president because they thought that he could get NAFTA through, and his assignment was to get NAFTA through on the fast track. And what NAFTA did is that it destroyed the traditional agricultural society of Mexico, going back generations. So you suddenly took Mexico, which was really a third world country. It was an industrializing country, but it was not a first world country, and you destroyed its economic society in a short matter of years because of the Rockefeller interests, with a plan to amalgamate Mexico, the United States, and Canada to bring all three down to second world status. Structurally, then, you've created a situation where people have no economic opportunities whatsoever in Mexico, and you've created this push to come to the U.S. And it's true that the present occupant of the White House, George W. Bush, is part of that conspiracy because he's trying to carry it further forward. If you take that whole thing as a whole, you can say that the whole plan of the North American Union, the breaking down of the borders, that entire plan could be. The thing is that if you go to Article 3, and I just want to get legalistic here, if you want to go to Article 3, the treason article, it's defined very specifically. It says that treason against the United States, these United States, shall consist only in participating in an armed attack upon the United States and or giving aid and comfort to its enemies. Well, I think it would be you'd have more of a problem with that particular article of impeachment. I just think you would. It's an unfortunate situation, but I think you'd have more of a difficulty. That's my offhand opinion.
As you have the situation of quiet and silent wars, the program Rex 84 is the orchestration of manipulating just what you described of the Mexicans being more or less forced to come to the United States and allowed to do so. And they're also the program also says that they will be collected up. They aren't mentioning that they'll be collecting more than just the Mexicans up or the FEMA death camps at the end product of this program.
Right. Okay, now you've added the whole dimension of Rex 84 to that, which brings in the war crimes of crimes against humanity and of genocide, and yes, that specifically becomes a high crimes and misdemeanors and grounds for impeachment. Yes, it does.
Well, Ron, in Texas, I hope that answers your question.
It does, and may I just interject one more thought, again, not to be taking it off this But I just caught a part of the news, and maybe y'all can help me out, that I'm going to hang up. Something about there were a number of bankers that had warrants for their arrest, and some of them were being served, and possibly even included Dick Cheney.
That is... did you hear that on...
Hold on. We've got to be right back from break. We have another call, Elizabeth. Hold on for a minute. We'll be right back. Want to hear this. We've got to be a researcher. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, we're back. It's Deanne. Hey, if you ever want to call me, number is 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782. Mailing address 450 Rogers Street, Suite 2E, Downers Grove, Illinois, Downers Grove, Illinois, 60515. Go to my blogs, which are either integritynews.wetpaint.com or conspiracyradionetwork.wetpaint.com. A lot of information there, a lot of things I'm adding. There's film footage, lots of things out there. So please visit those websites. And we're back over here, and Ron was telling us something that struck my interest. I think it hit well Alfred, too. You heard that they were arresting bankers?
Yes, I heard that there was a special marshal, and they were talking about of the actual authority level which he held, and that some part of the story, because I caught it on the skew, and but some part of the story, besides including comments or attesting to Dick Cheney being in the amount of warrants or whatever, that it was through this new world order judicial tribunal possible thing that also had influence or was part of the underlying reason that this has started to happen.
Now, do you know what source you heard this from? What station?
No, I don't.
Could I jump in and comment on that?
Sure.
Yeah, Alfred. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's a story that emanates from this one particular website in the UK. I don't have the name of it right now, but it is a website that for many years was a responsible economic website, and then in the 90s it looked like it was taken over by MI5, which is the equivalent of the CIA. In the UK, and it puts out a tremendous amount of disinformation stories. That story, which is now circulating throughout the internet, that 22 members of the Citibank have been arrested and Dick Cheney's about to be arrested and Ambassador Leo Wanta and the $4 trillion,
all
of
that
is disinformation. Is mm-hmm. MI5 disinformation? It's to get us off track,
mm-hmm.
and I was sent yesterday a complete analysis which showed that the website which is putting out that information which says that you have to pay $595 to subscribe to its reports, it doesn't put out any reports. You can't find out any information about it, and it specializes in putting out what we call memes, which are these huge stories to get people caught up in. So it's disinformation, and don't believe it.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, and he's right about that, because there's a lot of them out there that are spinning stuff.
Well, if you could get a sheriff to go around there and arrest 22 of the bankers and Dick Cheney, hey, go at it, though.
That would be good if you could do it.
Somebody needs to get their badge out and go do their job.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. You know, again, you know, who's paying for this bill? It's us. And, you know, we're going to talk about this other issue if Alfred has time. I want to bring Bill from Idaho on, and I thank you, Ron, for calling in.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy this broadcast.
Yes.
And call back again. And we're going to get Bill from Idaho on. He was waiting patiently. Elizabeth, if you can, call back in. Very sorry I had to hold you for a while because, again, every one of your comments out here are very much needed to know who you are, and that's what this is about. Getting the information out so that you know, we will all know where we're coming from and work accordingly from the information that's being put out of. So I don't know if Bill's here yet. And Alfred, I wanted to mention, too, this thing I had talked to you earlier about where on our side of the equation, indie press is being invaded by mainstream media. What do you feel about that? You know, what I was saying earlier is basically all of a sudden, all these folks that have been on the mainstream press are now, you know, hopping over to this side of the equation. And it's not that they come over individually. They bring their whole networks over. And many of them are in a situation. Some are taking over different Internet blogs and different Internet companies. We had one major loss not too long ago, which was MySpace. It was brought out by Rupert Murdoch, you know. So now with him having the control of it, then the media that represents this change is different now. And it's more geared toward whatever these folks are involved in. And Alfred, you want to give your opinion here on that, you know, as far as the
mainstream? Yes, you know, and there were... a number of articles and analysis that have come out about that. A comparable situation is of Facebook, which is another online social network very much like MySpace, where they did an analysis and the crucial individuals involved in financing that all have close ties to the CIA. And so these social networks, which are marketed as, quote, the alternative culture, Facebook and MySpace, now become data mining sources, whereby the intelligence agencies can use them in order to data mine for people's networks, for their intimate social details, for their photographs, for videos of them, for all of these details, so that they can compile a very large virtual profile on you and in essence overwhelm your real profile with your virtual profile make it that much easier to manipulate and control a person as we enter more and more into military rule in the United States.
Well, do you think these people are in the White House or manipulated and controlled? Or is this just them? What is your opinion there?
The White House is just one more node in a matrix of social control that has been built up that uses very advanced cybernetic techniques now to control people. And you can almost say that the system could in one sense be a doomsday machine. Mm-hmm. And that is that we are inside a system that has taken control. It's a robotic system. It's a doomsday machine. Nobody is in charge. And if we let it roll over, it's going to destroy the Earth, it's going to destroy ourselves, it's going to destroy the biosphere, and we have to intervene.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to go to Bill in Idaho. Bill, are you there?
Excellent, as usual.
Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Well, excellent, considering I'm among the eagles here. It's encouraging to hear the in-depth analysis and education that's going on for the other listeners and maybe the newer listeners that are just trying to get their jaw up off the floor, even attempting to keep up with the analysis and logistics. But it is just that, and I would address that portion of it that Sir Albert mentioned. It is a intra-dimensional, intramodal, nodal paradigm that we are dealing with here, considering the size and the depth and the longevity of this matrix. But as with any enemy, when you're looking at the battle plan and asking people to participate, you always analyze it from a focused, directed attack at a number of different levels that the enemy has an advantage at present or a perceived advantage. Much easier to consume the elephant one bite at a time with a number of teams. The younger people that are just coming on board, realizing how very serious the situation are, dealing with just coming to that realization presently, maybe could have Leslie Graybeard, you know, how many others that are out there in the audience right now listening, continue to bring them on line as far as who needs to be addressed in learning the communication skills.
Mm-hmm.
And the attitude that needs to be taken. It is exactly that tone of voice of authority constitutionally that gives Albert such power. power in making recommendations. I was hoping that he would repeat the numbers, but I would give 1-877-851-6437 as another contribution, and surely there are many more. 1-800-614-2808. Hopefully the people have their pens out and they will participate starting bright and early, very bright and early on Monday. That certainly can be a hope and a prayer. Sometime, Deanna, I would hope that you would have Joe Church on. It seems like every time he's asked to participate, we are met with success. My question to Albert is, has he had an opportunity to get over to congress.org? Congress.org. It's a whole entire armory of resource of communicating with these creatures at a very much higher level and a more efficient level. If you have a chance to Google that in, I mean, you can get everything from congressional votes by the day, by the week, letters to the leaders documented, just little email blurbs, state elected official directory. Of course, you'd have to have George Bush's bio. But even have a media guide in there, a whole entire resource group. And to the gentleman that was kind enough to call in from the Republic of Texas, the observations are extremely well done. All the way back, new people, if you're not familiar with what he was talking about, Rex 84 is the entire outline. Silent weapons for secret wars. It goes all the way back, post-World War I, before it was finished, self-targeting through the Department of Defense before there was one, folks.
Mm-hmm.
And the Department of Navy, self-targeting. Self-targeting, which is the matrix that Albert is presently attempting to describe to you, in which Mr. Cooper was kind enough to mention in his book and ultimately brought everybody to the understanding you are the enemy of the state and a prisoner of war, and you are the target. And that's so very hard for people to understand, but they need to understand that so that they can come to a realization of how very important it is for you to be listening and acting on everything Dion and Albert and John are asking you to do and what the real issues are. And this thing with Mr. Kucinich is absolutely imperative. I've been working on it here every day. Thank
yes,
you, guys.
Yes, it's very much in... like I said, to find someone as proactive today is refreshing. Because, again, we've been getting lip service, you know, and...
or less.
Yeah. It's really a bad time, but this was the opening, and we need to work on this opening. We were discussing, too, with Alfred about this media takeover to the indie. See, what they're doing right now, you got psychological warfare going on in the United States. And then you have chemical warfare, because right now they're polluting the water and using environmental development with this added in with this bioweapon that they're hitting us with. And that means toxifying food, toxifying the water,
GMO.
Causing all these types of things with these weird storms, weather mass to basically use to genetically, you know, get rid of a huge segment of the population. We got that going on as we speak. Now, this is a war that we're fighting that's invisible to our eyes, but we're getting affected by it daily. And then on top of all, the stress levels of the American population is beyond approach right now, and people don't realize it because they're right there, and they're just, anytime somebody tells them that they have to, you know, pinch pennies, they have to get on a train, and the train's not going to be any there anymore or anything, it's stressing them out and causing them to act psychologically in that realm and within anger, frustration, And what they're doing on that tip is to create an environment where someone in this arena will jump out, do something so they can declare martial law. It's just like right now, they said there were four-year-old kid that set the brush fires in California that destroyed over 30,000 acres or something like that of area. And, you know, to me, it's just unreal. Alfred, did you hear about that where they said one little kid set all those fires and caused that big thing down there in California? And, again, when that happened, it caused them to use the emergency response system thing. And when that happened, that meant that they were going into another environment of this constant, invisible martial law. Am I right on this, Alfred, or please correct me if I'm not.
Yes, right. No, we're in a
volume.
Hello?
Volume.
You've got to speak up.
Hello?
Can you speak up a little bit more, Alfred?
Right. Yeah, we're definitely in a situation. I call it breakdown breakthrough. And part of the circumstances, a breakdown like what just happened in.
Oh, we're going to break. We have to stop just for a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
we're here with Alfred Weber, and we had to stop in between his conversation and the break. Alfred, can you continue where you left off?
Well, I was just talking about, I think, the process that we're in, which is ultimately a hopeful process, which I call breakdown, breakthrough. And that's a natural process that we see in many different phases. We see it in families. We see it in relationships. And we're seeing it in a whole national society and in a world society now. And that is the breakdown of the old order, the old elite-run order, which is many thousands of years old, and it's in its most recent incarnation is the, quote, American Empire, the last 60 years forward, is now breaking down. And so the issue is, what is going to break through? Is it going to be this world dictatorial New World Order, or will it be a sustainable, cooperative, peaceful, space-age society, kind of something that we've always dreamed of, a society which is truly democratic, which cares for the earth, and which is cognizant of this earth and humanity's larger role in the universe. Mm-hmm. My faith is that it's the latter, and that we're actually involved in a very hopeful enterprise now, and we're just right in the middle of the breakdown breakthrough phase. So it's very difficult to, at times, to figure out whether this is a dead end or this is a breakthrough. But the process is on automatic, and in my analysis, I have a radio program on KPHX Phoenix in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, called Exopolitics, and that's a field which is parallel to politics, but it's very much connected to the impeachment phase. And some people cannot think outside of the box, and it makes them very, very threatened. But in the field of exopolitics, what's happening is perfectly explainable, and you can really get into the dynamics. I don't know whether that's appropriate with your audience here, because sometimes people get very upset when they have to think outside of the box.
True, because to go into those areas, and I think if you wouldn't mind, I wanted to touch a little on base of that in the next hour. Because, again, you know, you were under a lot of critical attacks not too long ago. And the thing is that you were, in the beginning, when you started out doing what you've been involved in, involved with exopolitics and ISIS collaboration for outer space. That was your field of expertise, and then, like all of us, we've been drafted into something else, and we'll talk more about that when we come back after this break. 800-313-9443. Callers, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back up.